Into order. We good?
Yes, yep, we are.
Attendance, board and calling. All right, so first business is we need to elect a board chair. So I will entertain a motion for the board chair.
I'll make a motion for Pat.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Close.
Calling. Doesn't matter.
Okay, we need to elect a vice chair.
Him.
I'll make a motion. Okay, a second. I'll second his motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Appointing a select board clerk. And so we don't need a motion on this because we just appoint. That would be you, correct?
Yeah.
We will appoint Colleen, I think, or did anybody have anybody else in mind?
No, that's, I'm sure we're good with that one.
And four, I agree with that. And with that, thank you for everything you do for the town, Colleen.
Yes, definitely.
My pleasure.
A lot of it's behind the scenes, but you set us up for success many times, so we need that. All right, approved postings and locations for the newspaper of records. So we've used what, Chronicle?
So the Chronicle is the one that we always use. And the posting locations are this office, the two post offices, the West Charleston Corner store, and the school.
And anybody think we should add or change or adjust anything there?
No, that's good.
It looks good to me.
All right, good with that.
Yeah, right. I will say that as the Route 105 market is up and going, I'll check in with them to see if they're going to have a regular bulletin board. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, and if they do, we'll put stuff
we'll just post it there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. But we're covered on the,
yes,
the posting spots there. Okay. All right, we'll move on to the agenda here. Approve, any changes or additions to the agenda?
I do, mostly just signatures. I have the passive grant for security cameras just needs the chair signature. I sent around a thank you letter to the Girl Scouts, which was a new thing that needs signature if it's good, and then the communication with VTrans mapping about the reclassification, that needs a signature as well so that we can send that on to have our maps updated. So,
okay.
Three signatures.
I put them on a new business.
Yeah.
Okay, approve the, can I get a motion to approve the minutes from February 26th meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No public comment. Wendell told me he would not be here. You know, he didn't have anything pressing to tell me. I don't know if anybody else has anything on the road report.
Nope.
I did, I had to meet with him yesterday on a culvert on Crawford Hill Road, and he took me around on the roads up on Dane Hill, and they're in pretty good shape. I mean,
was one. I just went up and checked it. He called me. I just went up and checked. There's one spot. You know where that wood's piled? Side of the road.
Yeah.
The cover the crosses right here. It kind of sunk a little bit.
Yeah.
But on one side, it's got a small hole. I jumped on it, and it'd be fine. He's going to fix it tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
So,
but yeah.
But I just went up and just barely looked at it. So.
It's been a weird winter. It's been really cold all winter, but it seems like it dried out quick.
Very quick. I don't like the frost to go down or something. I don't know.
It's like we didn't get a thaw during the winter, so we had that like rock hard base ice underneath it. So it was just all this fluffy snow.
Yes.
But it's supposed to cool off now. It already did. So already. Okay, but so we'll skip over the highway application. I don't think you sent over the update on that one. We'll wait and talk to Wendell and see if there's anything new. We haven't got anything new on the last posting yet.
No, nothing new.
I'm seeing the same thing. All right. Gravel pit survey update. Do we know where that's at?
Yes, Rod messaged this week. He said he's about 70% complete. He was held up by the snow, but he's working on it, and he's working on drafting the map right now. He said he would reach out to our office next week. So if you have specific questions for him, or if you want him to call you, or, you know, let me know and we can.
One thing I did talk to Wendell about a little bit when we kind of, we had talked about the revenue, the excess revenue we had that we had rolled forward, the shit that we're going to do some extra crushing of gravel with. And when I talked to him about some of the volumes, he had some concerns on what was left above grade. And we might need to, if we're going to continue to do them, you know, to get to that volume of 20, 30, 40,000 yards or whatever, we may need to figure out, because there's, it's definitely in the ground there. It's just figuring out that water table thing, whether we continue to bale and dry or we create that new floor like I was talking about.
Yeah.
That new floor, I think we need to involve somebody more than me just saying that, right? Like maybe, like, I know he's got a couple contractors he's talking to about crushing some gravel, and maybe they have some input on that. But I think the survey is going to be helpful to know where that line is on that end, to figure out the grade and what works best there. But there's a lot of, it seems like there's a lot of material left in the ground there. It's just figuring out how to get it. And if, and making sure that we're not spending more money than we need to get it, right? But
right.
It seems like right now it's going to cost more to buy it and haul it in from somebody than to...
Definitely, yeah.
So I think, you know, we're probably going to have to plan on doing a site visit over there this early spring or something to make a plan. I suggest waiting until the survey's done.
Yep. Yeah, that way we know for sure.
Put on our boots and walk around. It'll be flagged. I mean, we can go from there. All right. That's what the only add on that piece. Anybody else have anything on that?
Nope.
All right. All Charleston roads are posted. Wait permits. I did. Wendell called me on it. I think you talked to...
He talked to me about it. Yeah.
We don't have a lot of projects going on in town, but if the weather... They're posted, but if the weather's... But just if somebody's got something going on, they communicate with us and work the time out. We can work that out. So,
right. When we get permit requests, mailed to us. Some of them are sort of blanket. We want to drive through your town. Some of them are specific vendors. So we don't issue them, and we let them know that we return everything. But we ask, you know, we tell them if you're providing service to a residence in Charleston, be in touch with Wendell about safe access.
So. Yeah, and if there's we don't have a lot going on in town right now, but if there's some project somebody want to get started in the spring and close to the edge of a road is dry, we work forward. You know, we just don't want to be hauling tractor trailer loads of logs off roads that we don't need to. We can wait, you know. All right. Old business, local hazard mitigation plan update.
So just a short one tonight. Still working through the feedback that we've gotten. The emergency planner at NVDA has provided some new useful information on drought stuff because that's a new hazard for us. So just working on that and getting it... kind of getting it ready to be finalized. More to come, unless anyone has any comments tonight.
That's from VTran. They just want your...
Oh, they want my info?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen them before.
No, I haven't either, actually.
Well, I'm not
probably
losing
something
it.
Something new.
Okay. Any other old business?
Nope.
Approval of town meeting minutes. Colin, I think you did a good job. I don't know what the other BCA saw.
I heard back from 4 people that they were fine.
I guess I'd be the only one who talked a lot and needed anything changed in there. I think we have a very supportive town. I think we always have 700 voters, right? We get 100 pretty consistently.
Yeah, it was a good turnout at this meeting.
Yep. So I'll look for a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make motion.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? There you go. And now the fun stuff. Everybody loves this. Post-town meeting appointments. Tree warden, is that Justin Taft?
Justin Taft, yep.
So So one of you can sign as select board and one of you can sign as BCA.
Who wants it? Get it to him, he just gotta like it.
So there's a little list.
There was a list in here, yeah, about the people.
Of the appointees and what's mandatory and what isn't.
So V-Trans wants our mailing address at home, is that what they're looking for here?
I think so, it's just going back to Eric.
I mean, I'm not worried about it, I know they have it anyway.
Yeah, I think probably accurate is better, I. They're not gonna blast you with mail, but it might be better to have.
No, but.
Emergency.
Yeah.
Contact.
I hear they sold it to somebody. Okay, so tree warden is Justin Taft?
Yep.
Can you make a motion to Justin Taft?
I'll make a motion for Justin.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Fence viewer, who's that?
Blair and Daryl, it is possible to have three, we don't have a third, and this is an optional appointment. So towns are not required.
I make a motion to appoint Blair and Daryl.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Inspector of wood, and this used to say wood and coal, but apparently we took that out, or no?
I think the name of the office.
I nominate Mike Curry.
Mike's been holding that spot for a while.
All in favor? Yeah, I'll let him know. All right, NEK, Northeast Kingdoms always.
I'm gonna nominate Pat Austin on that one.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You've been in recent years, but that's all.
Now, I haven't, full disclosure, I've not been involved with the meetings. I tried for a lot of years to be involved and communicate the knowledge I had in the industry, and it's such a big board, it's 49 members. We have a board of three, you can imagine meeting a board of 49 and trying to, trying to make changes in process and work, it's a struggle. And I think that's part of the problem with the board. But at some point, we probably need to decide if we wanna be in that district or not. And it will be, there's an impact to get out of it because of the state regulations, so weigh in that. Charleston's a little unique in the district where we don't have a facility. So most of the district operates around the facilities and collect the material and they pick it up and bring it back. They don't do that for Charleston, but we still pay the same fees that all the membership does. So you need to start to weigh, is it worth paying the fees to be hold the state at bay on their regulations, or do we join a non-district consortium like Newport, Coventry, Lowell, Barton. Those are non-district communities and they do the same thing that the district does without the membership fees and stuff. That's kind of where we're at up here in the Northeast Kingdom. There's districts all across the state and they all have different taxes and they all have different, but just wanna, I'll be the member, and they've reached out to me to be more involved in the meetings, and I've told them that I really wasn't interested in their process right now, so we're gonna have to figure that out if they push it back on it. But we used to approve their budget at Australian ballot, like they do the high school one. And their theory was to change that, to have the board members approve it, so that the select boards, so the towns didn't have to staff for it, but we still do anyway, so it's. Can I move on now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Please.
Somebody talk. Discuss capital budget planning.
Okay, this was something I put in. We haven't had a formal capital budget plan for a while. It is something that is kind of required as part of our planning process, but we've done it sort of informally. But I looked up what the league offers as a model, because we have to say we do it, and we do it. It's just maybe it doesn't look, you know, super formal. But so the league has some guidance where you basically have a little request form for each capital project, thing you know you need to buy, road you need to fix, with some basic details, and then all of those feed into a 5-year, you know, what we think we're going to be tackling. So what I thought I would do is, for the things that we've already talked about, you know, a couple of road projects that are in the works, replacement of a pickup, you know, those sorts of things, paint the building, start to fill out these sheets so that they're all kept in one place, and then we can kind of look at them, and at budget time, any, like the pit too, like the pit might be, the pit might actually be a 5-year plan, because this year we'll, you know, use this method of crushing, and next year we might do some baling or that kind of thing, so that it's systematic and nothing gets forgotten. And
it's kind of like how it works in the in a lot of industries, right? You set your capital, you got your, like, your budget for your operation, but you set your capital budget on your improvements you're going to do for the year, and then making sure that everybody's got timelines on them and kind of moves the project forward. I think it's a great idea.
So work in progress.
Okay, perfect. Any other new business? Grant signing. That was one of them.
Chair signature, name, and date.
Not the shy one, I don't like to talk.
The Girl Scouts letter that everyone have a chance to read.
You know, I'll just say, I said it at town meeting. That was, I've been going to town meeting for years, and when they started doing that, I was like, they brought the flag out, I thought it was cool, and then when she started singing the Star and Spangled Banner, I was like, this is friggin' awesome.
It was so cool.
Yeah, little girl did, like, a really good job.
Yeah.
She really did.
Like, and then they donated the money for the meal or something? What'd they do there?
Yeah.
I think they may not actually have to do that, because there was some grant funds, and they were gonna, if they served 100 people, they were gonna have to put some cash in.
Because what? The budget wasn't there?
Yeah, they decided they wanted to do it, but then the supervisory union has a couple of grant programs that help these community meals, and I think the grants may cover the entire thing.
How could we support their organization a little bit?
About cookies after
$100 donation to help them,
yeah,
like,
well,
to
so,
have them come
so
back and do it again?
You didn't buy any cookies when you left?
I did. I did. Yeah, well, yeah, but I still, I just, they always sold cookies. I was like, that was cool.
I have heard that they, you know, they got donations toward their cookie sales for people who wanted to support them but didn't want the cookies, and they're actually using it to buy cookies, and they're donating it to a veterans cause, so they're...
Oh, nice.
They're just,
that was pretty cool.
Super community oriented. So, but yeah, I will.
Well, I guess maybe, I don't know, what do you guys think? Maybe in the letter she can just send a little note, say if you guys have something you think the town would support, come see us.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sure.
You know, it sounds like they donated everything, so giving them money is not really what they're looking for. So. But at the same time, that's what they do, right? Like, they raise money and to do everything they do,
right.
Their trips and their badges, and it was pretty cool.
So yes, I will.
Okay, and then this is for the reclassification of the road.
Yeah, it's to get our map.
And so I did have a question on this. How does this, we're gonna have to remove the Bennett Farm Road sign. It could be a private road or whatever, but does their address change? Is it now Echo Lake Road?
Their address has not changed.
So it stays as Bennett Farm Road.
So I think
Bennett Farm Road turns into a private road. Because Bennett Farm Road is not the road that we reclassified and owned. I was thinking about it the other day for like 911 purposes, right? If it doesn't change, fine, it's still Bennett Farm Road, but it's not Bennett Farm Road, a town road. It's a private road.
Correct. Yeah, their address is still based on their location up what was the legal road, assuming they wouldn't want their address to change.
No, and I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying, does it happen that way? No, it doesn't happen. Okay. Okay.
And I don't... Taking down the sign would have 911 issues, like
cool.
The emergency response.
But having the sign there indicates that it's a road, and people can go up in there. And it's not... So if people go up in there as a road,
we'd have to put it. We'd have to be the Bennett Farm Road, but then at the end,
it says PVT
right.
At the end of it. We can change the sign to say PVT because it's
that's
a private road.
And leave it where it is.
Yeah. I mean, because there is no Bennett Farm Road.
Well, the legal trail is technically Bennett Farm Road, but
so that's where the sign should be. But it's turned into a legal trail, so it's not a road.
Right.
So the existing road they have, which I want to identify it for them. What I'm getting at is like, how do we've made a drastic change to the identification of that road that wasn't the road. I think maybe we should ask, I don't know if we can ask the league, but I think it just turns into, if they are okay with it, that it's Bennett Farm Road, private drive. I run into a lot of that in my other road. Like, I go to a place and it says, I'm like, I can't find it on the GPS, and it's because it's got their name and it says private drive.
Right.
I don't, maybe I can, I don't know. Maybe I'll reach out to the leagues and see what they think. Or actually, you know what? Eric Pope would probably be the one to talk to. And I don't want to have a liability here because that is still identified as a road there. And then all of a sudden, you know, people roll up in there and they're like, no, this ain't a road. You can't come up here. Well, it's kind of identified as one, right?
Now that makes sense.
Okay. I'll reach out to Eric Pope and ask him. Okay, the Girl Scout letter, did we sign that? Or we don't need to sign it, you're just going to sign it. We approved it.
You signed it, I have it back.
Okay. The B-Trans then? The B-Trans?
Yep.
I've got that too.
You signed everything you need to sign. You're done.
No, so annual meeting with B-Trans is 8 a.m. Tuesday, March 31st.
Yep.
VLTC March... VLCT March event schedule.
Yeah, I just gave everyone a copy of any of that.
I had another property owner.
You?
Sorry, what? No.
This was the trainings coming up.
You guys want to go?
No.
You ever been to the Lake Maury thing? I haven't, but it sounds like it's a bang up time. They do like a thing at Lake Maury. I've never been. It's a whole thing. That ain't what it is, though. That's a different thing right there, right? Training.
Yes.
Just online training.
Yeah. You can't train an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
So I had another property owner reach out to me on the Echo Lake project. It was at the lower end of the hill. When I explained to him what was going on, what we were, the scope of the work that we were aiming for,
who was it?
I don't remember their names, but it was like 17.
Because I had one. I talked to somebody too.
Okay, so
Greg Hamlin.
No.
He owns a camp somewhere over there.
Okay, I didn't talk to him, but I've been telling everybody if they want to have input in it, that we'll contact them when we go. This person, their father owned the property, and they said they had water going on their land, that they agreed with the situation, whatever their concern was, that we were going to widen the road and take out their porch. So I've had a couple people, so I think in the spring here, when we're ready, we'll reach out to them, set up a day.
Go out there
and then that way Wendell's got the direction on, like, I mean, if we can come up with some, it sounds like I haven't had any issues, anybody reaching out to me that had some drastic concerns about what was going on. Most of them were just didn't understand the project and we told them.
That's basically what Greg Hamlin had said, because he said he got letters but he just wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah, but
just
exactly,
didn't want, like, come there and be everything dug up. And
yeah, well, I think that was the intent of the letter, right? Like, so when we go to this project, it's not going to be a surprise to anybody.
Yep, right.
We'll all be on the same page. So. Okay. Next meeting, March 26th. I think last year, this was the shortest meeting in Charleston's history.
This one right here?
No, March 26th, because I couldn't be there. I can't be there again. I have that conference I have to go to, but I think that was the one you ran. That was like 5 minutes.
It must have been.
Yeah.
I do that.
So we don't need to change the meeting, if you guys are good with
it.
No,
yeah, that's fine.
But I have that conference down at Foxwoods that I have to go to. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so I won't be here.
And we have the planning board before that, right?
Yes, that's right.
We The same date.
Fine.
Yeah, so Tim will.
Tim will chair.
I will look forward to the minutes coming through. No, just kidding. I think it was the next meeting that was pretty quick, too.
It was.
Yeah. Early in the year, it's calm. Early in the year, it was, you're trying to see what's going on. There's no major floods. There's no, you know.
I think the corner store liquor and tobacco licenses are coming up for renewal, so.
Can you throw that on next week?
You get the glory of saying yes to the beer, yeah.
Yeah. And we got the other store open. I've heard some good things about it, but.
Yeah, I've stopped and eaten a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, it's open now?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the lunch specials every day. I mean, it's actually not bad. It wasn't bad. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool. Okay, take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Not like there's a lot of stuff in here yet.
Yeah.
They're trying to work at it.
I just.